For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. When the summit was finished in Singapore between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un,
we signed a very, very comprehensive document, and I believe he's going to live up to that document.
The document is just over one page. It states Kim Jong-un's firm and unwavering commitment to complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. But that term is not specifically defined in the document. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will work with his North Korean counterpart to set up the next round of negotiations at the earliest possible date. New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer says the Trump administration should take a tougher course on Pyongyang.
President Trump and his team must take stock of what's happened, what North Korea has achieved, what we have yet to achieve, and pursue again a tougher course.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Trump trade advisor Peter Navarro said there was a special place in hell for Canada's prime minister after Justin Trudeau vowed to respond to new U.S. tariffs. Now he admits it wasn't very diplomatic.
That was my mistake. Those were my words. And if I may quote the words of the great Bear Bryant, so when you make a mistake, you should admit it, learn from it, don't repeat it.
Are you apologizing?
What I've learned...
Are you apologizing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Rejecting claims from the Justice Department that it would hurt consumers in many ways, a federal judge has now said that AT&T may go ahead with its purchase of Time Warner. Consumer Union's Jonathan Swantes says they do have many concerns.
If AT&T owns it, they could use that as leverage over their competitors who maybe charge them more to carry that content. Those costs get passed on to consumers. We really worry about that.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
One state's considering a new bill that aims to reduce abortions, as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The bill introduced in the Delaware State Senate would require doctors to offer to perform ultrasounds on women seeking abortions, or the doctors would face civil and criminal penalties. However, unlike some legislative efforts in some other states, this bill would not require the doctor to perform the ultrasound if the woman declines the offer. The legislation was introduced last week and assigned to a Senate committee. Seaford, Delaware Republican and lead sponsor Senator Brian Richardson says,
this gives the woman the information to make the proper choice. There's nothing unconstitutional about having the information that you need to make the right decision.
Delaware lawmakers are also this week considering legislation that would ban abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Sad news from Orlando, Florida. Authorities say they had no warning that a felon who murdered four children before killing himself after a day-long standoff was a threat. Police Chief Don Muniz says law enforcement had high hopes for a peaceful resolution.
We just don't know when the children were killed. I will tell you that, you know, we did a number of things in an effort to find out what was going on inside the apartment, and we never did specifically hear the children.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.